And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, 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 welcome to The Political Show right here on XFM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and with me in studio we have...
Gavin Inston.
And...
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is...
Hot politics.
Hot politics. And this week's hot politics, we are going into the fashion industry, because it is just more than fashion. It goes beyond that, and we are speaking about the Balenciaga Gate. If you haven't been on social media, if you haven't been on Twitter, if you haven't been on Google, just Google itself,
Balenciaga
then
Gate.
You definitely don't know. But if you have been on any of those platforms, then you know for a fact that this has been one of the most trending topics in the world. Well, not in the world, because China right now, the trending topic is the lockdowns. But
The trending topic's not tanks riding in.
Yeah.
To go and stop the protest.
Yeah, basically. Similar situation.
So they've ditched the hazmat suits.
Yeah.
And now they're using tanks.
And Apple is involved. It's quite interesting things that are trending in China. Mm-hmm. But...
Apple is evil.
I'm using their phone.
I'm also using it, but the company is evil.
I love their technology, but... this is a problem.
The company is evil.
Isn't it? This is what we're speaking about. We are speaking about Balenciaga Gate. We are speaking about the whole... they're calling it a conspiracy theory, you know. People are calling it conspiracy, but it's not conspiracy. The fact that they had advertising campaigns that basically promoted pedophilia. And Pastor Gav, you want to give a more brief explanation?
Yeah, well, I suppose we're going to get into the specifics a little later on, am I correct?
Yes.
But basically, they were promoting child abuse. And some of the images that they were using actually denote the black eyes that kids get after being beaten up. So it really was a sick campaign. And it was very strategic, very pointed. And they had photographs in the campaign, which was on Instagram, which were very clear in their meaning. They were very dark. They were very obvious to everyone except the Black Knight. The Black Knight didn't realize that they were dark when we were talking about this. But everyone else, they can see. Have you changed your mind yet?
No, I have. But interesting enough,
we
there's
can
someone
have a discussion
who actually
just now. I'm happy if you've changed your mind.
Yeah.
But in any case, there was actually a woman who, came across their campaign on Instagram. And the press, people like the New York Times, have been tripping over themselves to try and justify what these guys are saying, and they're saying now that anyone who says that campaign was bad is part of QAnon, and so it's one big fat cover up. So the same as they say January 6, 2021 was QAnon. Now if you're talking about Balenciaga, that's QAnon. But this thing has to be, one of the worst ad campaigns I've ever seen, and. Yet not much is happening. So, the last thing I want to say, if you start going into this and you start doing some research behind this company, there are some pretty stark realities about what philosophy, is behind them. And hopefully we're going to get into that in today's show.
So that's what we're going to be speaking about. It's going to be quite interesting. And we're also going to hear what other people have to say about this whole campaign.
Including the Black Knight.
Yes, obviously, because it's a political show. We all have a say in the political show.
And he's always political.
So it's going to be quite interesting. Quite interesting. Right here on the political show where Christ politics is.
Hot politics.
Hot politics.
Stay updated, stay entertained with ActiveFM on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok,
Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Comment, share them out, retweet and repost. Spread the word.
Active FM, radio has never been better.
There is a lot happening with Balenciaga right now, and it literally just keeps getting worse. So if you're unaware, Balenciaga, the big brand, released an ad featuring children holding teddy bears that were dressed in bondage. Now, for good reason, this sparked outrage because it's completely inappropriate. But what this did was it opened up the Pandora's box of how completely grotesque this company is. When you dig deep into their other product advertisements, there are subtle hints of pedophilia and child exploitation in almost all of them. If you think this is just a picture of a Balenciaga bag, you're wrong, because down here there's a reference to a court case that was ruled in favor of virtual child you-know-what. Oh, but that just might be a coincidence. Now, while you may want to believe that's true, do you know how many eyes are on product placement for a brand like Balenciaga? Not to mention, there's more. This picture here might just be somebody sitting at their desk in New York City, right? Wrong. What are these books here? Who is Michael Borman, and why is his book featured in a Balenciaga ad? It must be a good book. Wrong. It's a book that depicts child exploitation. There are horrific depictions of nude children in this book that Google can't even show them. Now, I know this is a lot to take in, but we're still not done. This photo here, he's got a nice outfit on, good-looking model. But who is this here? John Philip Fisher. Couldn't be the same man that was accused of molesting his granddaughter at 4 years old. Now, I know I'm going to get called a conspiracy theorist for this, because we already are. Multiple news outlets are saying that this Balenciaga issue is a wild conspiracy theory. But if it was a conspiracy theory, why would Balenciaga apologize for it? They literally issued a statement apologizing for their photo shoots. So clearly this is not a conspiracy theory, since Balenciaga admitted fault. But you see, an apology, it isn't enough. We know how many eyes are on product placement. We need to know why this was allowed. And don't confuse this for cancel culture. This is children that we're talking about.
So there was a clip from a TikTok user basically explaining the whole Balenciaga gate in simple terms, looking at the campaigns, the advertising campaigns that Balenciaga had taken out and stuff. And in an article by fashionista.com, the article was released on the 28th of November 2022. They basically give a timeline of what exactly happened with the whole Balenciaga gate situation. This is what they say. Hey, quick question, what is going on at Balenciaga? That's the heading of the article. And it says, over the past few weeks, Balenciaga has released two campaigns that spurred online controversy, facing accusations of child abuse, trending on Twitter, not in a good way. Filed a lawsuit and issued a multitude of statements. So what happened? The answer is long and a little bit complicated, but we are breaking down the timeline of the luxury fashion house's latest scandal. So mid-November, they had a release of holiday and spring 2023 campaigns, and they had backlash. So on November 16th, Balenciaga released the Balenciaga gift shop campaign, photographed by Gabrielle Galimberti, to showcase a range of new giftable products, including homeware, petware, scentware, collectibles, and furniture, all staged around children dressed in Balenciaga Kids line, per the brand. The press release said it was an extension of Galimberti's existing Toy Stories series, which is centered around children. It continues and it says, as images started circulating online, many on social media called out the styling, which included children carrying handbags of teddy bears, wearing harnesses and posing among empty wine glasses, accusing the brand of sexualizing minors and putting them in inappropriate positions. That led people to Balenciaga's office-themed Joshua Bright Lens Spring 2023 campaign, released on the 21st of November and covered by a range of outlets, which among a variety of props strewn across the dress included a print copy of the 2008 United States versus William decision on child pornography laws. Soon Balenciaga and hashtag Balenciaga Gate were trending online with controversial figures such as Andrew Tate, which we're going to listen to a clip from him just now, and Ali London plus conservative.
You know why it's controversial?
Why?
Because in this instance, he's speaking the truth.
Yeah, no, that's
Andrew
true.
Andrew Tate, that is.
Yeah, and people love Andrew Tate, mainly the.
I don't agree with everything he says because I'm a Christian. There's a lot of things he says about like using women for sex and stuff that I don't agree
with. I don't
with.
Like Andrew Tate at all. I'm like one of those people like I do
no,
not
no,
listen.
But there's
to
a lot of stuff he says
Andrew
that's
Tate.
True.
I think because I've only heard the stuff that he said about women that I'm just like, I'm not going to listen to anything that he says. So when you sent the link of what he said now, I was like, oh, okay, maybe he makes some sense. So that happened in mid-November. Then on the 22nd of November, Balenciaga apologizes for both campaigns. And they basically wrote, we apologize for displaying unsettling documents in our campaign. We are taking this matter very seriously and are taking legal action against the parties responsible for creating the set and including unapproved items for our spring 2023. Sorry, that made me laugh. Unapproved items for our spring 2023 campaign photo shoot.
I'd just like to say something about just the unapproved items.
Yeah.
The entire fashion show was built around that campaign.
Yes.
And the same teddy bears that were in that campaign were in
The fashion show. Yeah.
And they used adults, but the adults were dressed up like the kids.
Like the kids
in the ad campaign.
Yes.
So it's unapproved.
That's
so the whole fashion show is unapproved.
Yeah, basically.
That's what they're saying.
Yes. We strongly condemn.
Listen, you mustn't invest in that company because they really don't have any control over anything that goes on there.
That is true. We strongly condemn the abuse of children in any form. We stand for children's safety and well-being. So that was on the 22nd of November. Then on the 23rd of November, Gabrielle Galimberti issues a statement. The photographer behind the holiday campaign posted a statement on his Instagram account. And this
okay,
is
there's
he
another
wrote.
Thing. They say the holiday campaign. Why not the Christmas campaign? That also tells you who they are, the holiday campaign. Okay, it's a Christmas campaign. We're in the Christmas season. They don't say the whatever, you know, holiday campaign or something for Eid for the Muslims.
Mm.
Or for Diwali for the Hindus.
Yeah.
They say Diwali, they say Eid. But now, if suddenly it's Christmas, they say the holiday campaign. So that also shows who these guys are.
Yeah. And then his statement basically said, I'm going to go through it quickly. Following the hundreds of hate mails and messages I received as a result of the photos I took for the Balenciaga campaign, I feel compelled to make the statement. I am not in a position to comment Balenciaga's choices, but I must stress that I was not entitled in whatsoever manner to neither choose the products nor the models nor the combination of the same. As a photographer...
What I would like to say to him is that he had a choice not to take the job.
That's true.
So obviously once he took the job, he had to do whatever they said.
Yeah.
But to me, he was happy to do the job.
Yeah. And then he says a whole lot of things. And he says, I suspect that any person prone to pedophilia searches on the web and has unfortunately too easy access to images completely different than mine, absolutely explicit in their awful content. Accusations like this are addressed against wrong targets and distract from the real problem and criminals. And then on the 25th of November, Balenciaga sues production company and set designer for spring 2023 campaign. And then on the 27th, that's when Kim Kardashian issued a statement because she was getting backlash as to why she wasn't against this whole thing. And then on the 28th of November,
she said she was distressed, but that she wasn't going to make any decisions until she had a chance to sit down and speak to them.
Yeah.
She's lying through her teeth.
And then on the 28th of November, Business of Fashion cancels Demna's appearance at annual voice conference. And then the second statement from Balenciaga was issued on the 28th of November. And this is what they said. We would like to address the controversy surrounding our recent ad campaigns. We strongly condemn child abuse. It was never our intent to include it in our narrative. The two separate ad campaigns in question reflect a series of grievous errors for which Balenciaga takes responsibility. The first campaign, the gift collection campaign, features children with plush bear bags dressed in what some have labeled BDSM-inspired outfits. Our plush bear bags and the guest collection should not have been featured with children.
So
this was a wrong choice.
They're lying there. What do you mean some have called BDSM outfits? All of the props in the photos
were
this, what do you call it? What's BDSM stand for? That's bondage something or other.
Yeah.
bondage and sex and all of that sort of stuff. I mean, all of the props were, and even the books that were in the photos were related to that.
Yeah. They say this was a wrong choice by Balenciaga, combined with our failure in assessing and validating images. The responsibility for this lies with Balenciaga alone. And then they carry on speaking about the full situation. So what are your thoughts on what I've just read, the timeline, what we heard earlier on with the TikTok user? And yeah, so your thoughts.
Well, first of all, what I'd like to say is this is typical. People come along and they do stuff on behalf of a company. This is a fashion company. The ad campaign obviously, lines up with their new line of clothing because they're a fashion brand, you know, handbags and all sorts of stuff like that. And so when you sit down and you think about that, what they're trying to say is that a fashion company pays that little attention to detail over what the thing that's probably the biggest event, you know, the launch of a new clothing line that's going to happen in that company in the year. Mm. And the ad campaign is there to promote that fashion line.
Yeah.
So now they're saying this was entirely the work of what, an ad agency, some sort of agency that they work with, that they had nothing to do with it, that they gave no instructions. I cannot see that a company like this would take that little care, you know, when it comes to an ad campaign for their new line, because their entire sales of that line, of that clothing line, is going to be dependent on what happens with the ad campaign.
Mm.
So now they're suing the guys who created it. We must follow the story next year, because I don't believe that thing's going to get to court.
Yeah.
Because if that thing got to court, I'm sure those guys are going to produce emails and stuff to say, no, but we were instructed to do this.
Mm.
This wasn't our idea.
Yeah.
All right. I can't see that a campaign like that's going to happen without the permission of the CEO of the company. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how you feel.
Black Knight, what are your thoughts?
Okay, first things first. I changed my. I now accept what was said, because I wasn't understanding. Because I used to be into fashion. I still do like fashion. Honestly, when I saw that, I thought, this is creative. Look at where they chose to have the show. To me, it looked cool. Looking at the shoes, I wasn't looking at the people's faces.
Sorry, just to mention, the stage for the show looks like one giant turd. And he thinks that looks cool.
Yeah, so I was looking at the shoes. I'm like, the shoes, they look big, you know. Walking on dirt, you know. Like, it's like having a truck, and then you have it walk on, drive on the mountain.
That stage didn't look like dirt. It looked like a turd.
But obviously, seeing the kids, that's when it hit me. There was this one picture. It was black and white. That's when I saw, and I started looking at all the pictures. They have this depression. All the pictures, they depict depression. When you look at it, you can tell. The kids themselves, they look depressed on the pictures. So when I saw that, and then I knew that what I'm trying not to accept is true. So what they're doing, I don't know if you all saw with Kanye what he's also doing.
Yeah.
He's selling their brand for little cash, because he did those designs. I think they actually wanted to use him also to also affect Christians.
Mm-hmm.
I think he fought all of that, and then probably that's why what happened to him happened to him. I'm just saying maybe that is the case, because he was also one person that I used to look up to, and I asked myself, what was he doing there? Why was he also part of this? But yeah, so that thing was sick. What they're doing is very, very sick. I don't know if people are gonna later on in the future accept this, but yeah, child abuse is not cool.
I'd just like to make the comment, you know, before anyone says we're into QAnon, Black Knight was trying not to accept this was true. And we had a pre-production meeting for the show, and Black Knight was defending this thing. And I've just realized why. Because he's a fan of Kanye West. And Kanye West and Kim Kardashian are caught up in this thing.
Thanks.
So he's a Kanye West fan, or they call him Ye now.
Yay.
What's it?
Yay. Yay. Yay.
So he was trying not to accept this. So we're not QAnon fanatics. We're South Africans. We don't believe QAnon. just to let you know. But eventually he had to lay down his sword and drop the battle. And he realized that Balenciaga Gate is actually giving us a lot of information that is very concerning, to say the least.
Yeah. Just my thoughts with the whole thing is that every person involved in this ad, in these ad campaigns and stuff, are throwing the blame at someone else. The photographer, for instance, starting with the photographer. I used to watch, what's this thing, America's Next Top Model, or all of these things. And in these shows, these reality shows, so it wasn't like random made-up stuff, but in these shows, it was always the photographer's job to tell the model how to pose. They were basically behind how the model posed and things like that. But the only way they would know that is if they understood or they had a brief of what the whole point of the campaign was and stuff.
So wasn't there someone who would check out what they were doing to make sure
that they're sticking to the brief?
That they're bringing the brief to life.
Exactly, yeah. So every person from the set design team, I mean, here at the church we do the drama productions and stuff like that. From the production team all the way to the set design team, all the way to the actors and stuff like that, we're all given one brief, explained what exactly what they want to bring across, and it's our job as the set design team to bring that across in terms of the stage. As the production team, with the lights and everything, it's their job to bring across what the director wants. So now with Balenciaga, you have the guy who created or designed the clothing line and stuff like that. And in the brief, the creative directors and whatever spoke to the photographers, spoke to the set design team and all of this. So for everyone to just throw the blame at this person and that person is childish, I guess. But so I don't believe any of them. And I kind of think that because it's been blown up on social media, that's why there's all these apologies and stuff like that. But if we look 2-3 weeks down the line and stuff, it's going to be gone. It's not going to be a trending issue anymore. People are going to forget about it and stuff, and then they're going to carry on with their lives as if nothing happened.
So can I ask you a question? Black Knight said that at the end of the day, you know, is this going to change society? So what is your thought about that?
I don't think it... yes, it is. The way that they brought in the campaign and stuff like that, I think it's just the beginning of something big, something big, not something small. It's just a small part of something big that they're planning and stuff like that. They've put it in our face now. Now the next time we see a scandal like this for Balenciaga, we're like, oh, but they did this the last time. And then nothing happened. And then I think like in our debate yesterday with Black Knights and stuff like that, it was a thing of now everyone is used to it, so no one's going to do anything about it. Yeah, so that's my thoughts.
Yeah, I just want to say from my perspective, this is the initial steps to normalizing child abuse.
Yeah, yeah.
First of all, they changed the term from child abuse to pedophilia.
Mm.
All right. And now they've changed that. You know, now they're calling it what? Minor attracted persons maps.
Yeah.
So I asked Black Knight yesterday what a map was. He said obviously the map that you find on Google Maps or something like that.
I thought.
Yeah, and now he knows that they're using the term to soften adults that are having sex with kids.
Yeah. So let's hear what Andrew Tate basically said about the whole situation.
What are the statistical odds of repeated references to pedophilia being included in multiple advertisement campaigns for one particular brand? Basically, completely impossible. This is very, very purposeful, and they've done it because they're trying to give you hints and trying to normalize and show you and tell you what they do. They're doing this because of karmic retribution. Satanists believe if they tell you what they're doing, if they make their intentions clear and you still adhere to them, that they are no longer responsible for the negative consequences of them. That is karmic retribution. I'll give an example. If I have a stall of poisoned apples and I put up a sign that says apples and you buy one, I've poisoned you. But if I have a stall of poisoned apples and I put up a sign that says poison apples and you buy one, now you've committed suicide. I have not poisoned you. You have committed suicide. If you know what I am doing, if you know what I am selling, and you still comply and adhere, you are basically saying that all the consequences are erased. That's how karmic retribution works in the satanic world. They are making it extremely clear to you, on purpose, little by little, trying to show the world they are pedophilic, because that way they will not be punished in the eyes of their God for their crimes. This is not just strange, unusual, some kind of coincidence. No, this is elites telling you that they are absolutely and utterly pedophiles, and they are here to see if you are complicit in the actions themselves.
So that was Andrew Tate basically speaking about the whole fact that the pedophilia, what these companies are doing and stuff, it's not by mistake. They're not doing it by mistake. They're putting it in our faces and stuff so that no one can blame them in the future. He even gave the example, if you didn't hear properly, of the fact that if he had a stall of apples, if he was selling apples and he poisoned the apples but didn't tell you, then he would be complicit of your murder, or he would be the reason why you died. But if he put a sign there that said poisoned apples for sale, and you still went and you took the apples, you committed suicide because you knew that these apples were poisoned. So it's the same thing with the Balenciaga ad. It's the same thing with all these government officials and stuff like that. I was watching a video from Band.video, and Alex Jones was speaking about the fact that the Afghanistan government, what they do is that they rape kids before they put into government and things like that. And there's been reports on WikiLeaks and all of these things of different government organizations having dungeons of kids that are raped and abused and all of these things. And it's in our face, but we're not doing anything about it. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, you know, when I was growing up, they never spoke about pedophilia. They spoke about child abuse.
Yeah.
And then they brought this new term, and we thought it was a fancy term called pedophilia and pedophile and all of this kind of stuff. And obviously at first it was a bad term. And now what's been happening over a period of 10 plus years is that they're softening that term. So it's no longer child abuse, it's now pedophilia, which is the love of children. You know, like pediatrician, pedophilia, you know, love of children. And they're definitely, in my view, moving the bar. They want to, you know, we've got people that, according to Andrew Tate, are Satanist, and they must be satanically aligned, that are trying to make the world more and more evil.
Yeah.
And trying to make good evil and evil good.
Mm.
That's the only thing I can come to. I mean, not only did they show these children from a sexual perspective, They showed them from a perspective of having bruises.
Mm.
All right, some of the pictures that the models had bruises, and some of those models were in the you know, on
the runway.
They were on the runway in the fashion show.
Mm.
So this whole thing was coordinated. It was a coordinated campaign, and it's very clear to me that you know, behind the scenes at Balenciaga, there's something very dark.
Mm.
I didn't know. I'm not a fashion person. So I didn't know who this fashion company was. I sure do know them now. And I'm not 100% sure why people would even find their fashions attractive. I mean, I know Black Knight said that he thought it was creative. And I'm thinking, look, if you're into fashion and you want to make fashion for normal people, that's not the way to go about it. Normal people are not going to like clothes like that. I mean, the way those clothes look, most normal people are not going to like that. You know, when I look at what normal people wear, the average, and that's who these fashion houses are selling their clothes to, are normal people. Most normal people are not going to wear that stuff. You'll have a few avant-garde type people, you know, people who want to be out there, they'll wear it. But the average person, you know, if you look at the clothing, it doesn't change that much. Mm. You know, for example, if I look at what women wear, yeah, they have new fashions, but from when I was young, it hasn't changed that much. I mean, some of them wear miniskirts. Some of them wore miniskirts when I was in school. My mother wore miniskirts when she was at my baptism. All right, I was shocked. couldn't believe how short that miniskirt was when I saw the pictures. That's in the late 60s, early 70s, you know what I'm saying? So the fashions haven't changed that much. So what normal people want is still what normal people want. And yet those outfits look nothing like what an average person is gonna wear. And here's the thing, the fact of the matter is the fashion houses have to design for the average person. Because if they don't, they're not gonna get the sales. So therefore what they're doing here, I'm not sure what it is that they're doing. I mean, trying to get people to buy teddy bears with this bondage wear on it. You know, I'm not sure, you know, what they're going to do. And then obviously you look at the handbag. The handbag looks normal. I can see women buying that handbag, if you know what I'm saying. But, I mean, what sane parent is going to buy their children those clothes? And that's the ad campaign. Can you imagine now those pictures of those kids up in the shop? Okay, and by the kiddie section. And now maybe even, you know, having like, you know, those stands that they set up. You know, with some of the photos in it, with those books there that they've got in those pictures. That doesn't happen by accident, and the CEO of that company and the entire board of that company and the marketing director and all of those people, creative director, obviously the fashion designers. This was a company-wide thing, and to say any different is a lie. And what's disappointing for me, our sense, they're just going to carry on, and nothing's going to change for them, and people are going to keep buying their clothes. And that's why things keep getting worse, is because people say, oh, but the handbags are so nice. So then you buy the handbags. You don't stop buying the handbags. The last thing I want to say, what was that movie that they put on Netflix? Was it Cuties or something?
Cuties.
With the kids that were doing strip shows and all sorts of stuff like
that.
Yeah. Christians are still supporting Netflix. Netflix is still alive and well, making evil content. And, I mean, on the situation room this week, there's a little video clip from Disney. And these kids come up with all these letters. And the letters say, we love you. And it says, Satan. Then Disney says, oh, sorry, we're so sorry. That was a mistake. It meant to say, we love you, Santa. And I'm sorry, on a TV show like that, you don't make a mistake like that. It's, you know, it swaps Santa and it says Satan. So I don't know what Black Knight thinks. Maybe I'm just a conspiracy theorist from QAnon.
I think I was also going to mention those two. To say that this is a elite thing that's happening, and it's just a thing where they're gonna desensitize us to this thing, whereby we're just
that
gonna have
the word
cases.
I was searching for desensitize.
Oh,
I couldn't find that word while I was talking.
Yeah, so we're just gonna like rape, like
we're just gonna rape some kids for a while.
like stealing. We know how crime is to us. We now try and build barriers around the high crime rates that we have. It's no more a thing of crime is bad. It's just, yo, let's survive through in this crime. You know what I mean? Now it's no more going to be a child abuse thing. It's, let me see how I can survive in this world of pedophilia or MAPS, because there's a lot of ways to go about this. So, that's what they're doing to us. Disney did it. Netflix. Now it's balanced. It's not by mistake that they. It's that shock thing that Pastor Gavin was talking about. And Disney and Kenzie, they actually have, because Disney's also they have books and research from Kenzie. And if one thing you know about, in fact, if you see Disney and Kenzie, it's like close to each other. And one thing you know, Kenzie, obviously we all know he used to abuse children and stuff like that. Do research, cut children. And all of that. So
we
he was literally like Kenzie was evil.
I don't know about Kenzie.
Kenzie was very evil.
Okay.
So maybe we should do another show about Kenzie. Then Black Knight can teach us.
Shows like this make me sick to my gut.
No.
Okay, but we're going to do a show, in 1 John 2:1-2 it says, my dear children, I write to I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sin, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world.
Yeah. The sin of the world is sick. It always has been. Mm. And, you know, when people go and they say, oh, you're overreacting. I'm sure many people said prior to World War One that anyone who might have stood up against that war prior to the war starting, I'm sure many people would have said, oh, you're overreacting. The war can't be that bad, you know, and all of those sorts of things. The fact of the matter is, when you look at the sin of the world in the cold light of day, it is sick. When you look at some of the things that are going on in the background, it is sick. When you look at what's happening to children, and let's be honest, we know for a fact children are being sacrificed. Yeah. And child sacrifice has been promoted as a woman's right in the form of abortion. They're promoted as a woman's right, but I remember Marilyn Manson, the death metal singer. He once openly bragged about the fact that him and his girlfriend at the time had sex and she fell pregnant, and the aim that they had for her to fall pregnant was so that she could have an abortion and they could use this as a satanic ritual and offer the blood of that aborted child to Satan. Mm. And how much pleasure it gave them to sacrifice this child to their Lord and Master Satan. Mm. Literally, that's what he said. And abortion gave people a legal avenue to do this child sacrifice for Satan. Mm. Jesus came and said, look, the world that you live in is that filthy, you've been contaminated yourself. So you're headed towards becoming a zombie. Mm. And the only antidote you have to becoming a zombie, which means you're the walking dead, is the blood of Jesus. And if we put our faith in him, doesn't matter how evil the stuff that we've done is, because some of us, in engaging in the show, we've done very evil things. Mm. The Lord will wash us clean, and he's an advocate for us in heaven, you know, before the Father. Mm. So that's a huge blessing for everyone. And the Lord will give you a do-over if you'll just put your faith in him. Mm. But you've got to humble yourself and be willing to admit that you need him. Because if you don't, then salvation won't come to you.
Amen. This has been the political show. It's been quite a deep topic, hectic topic, hot topic, because, I mean, you're on the political show with your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Giggs. And in studio we've had
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin and
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight, right here on the political show where Christ Politics is.
Hot Politics.
Hot Politics. All the choices you make
them again. Like what you're listening to? Of course you
of
do.
Course you of course.
Follow us on all social media platforms and engage with us. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube. This is Ready On Demand. What you want, when you want it. It's Active FM. Active FM, the Netflix of radio, but better.
Active FM, radio has never been better.